Good morning, everybody. Thank you. Hello, hello. We're sort of getting set. The choir's been rehearsing hot off their rehearsal. They're getting their places, and that's good. We're looking forward to... Hi, Sam. We're looking forward to the cantata today. I thought I'd go ahead and get started because we need to stay on time, especially this morning. I'm glad that you're all here. Couple of announcements. This card is one of 255 that we are completing for inmates on death row that will be sent to them over the next calendar year. It's a project we've been working on. We have lots more to complete. After worship today will be a great time because we'll break for about 10 minutes or so while the kids and the youth get ready for the Christmas program at 10-ish. So if you are inclined to do this, I encourage you to head back there and get as many done as possible. We're dedicating them in worship next week, and with the annual meeting last week, we didn't get any done last week, so we're behind. These are back there, and the deacons will have them. And also there's instructions, ideas for things that you might write on them if you're not sure what to say to a person on death row for their birthday. It's a different kind of reality, certainly. So please write these. After the 11 o'clock service today, we're going caroling to homebound members. The youth are taking the lead on that project, but we have two other teams that are just made up of church members. So each of the other two teams, you just have one team has one stop and the other team has two stops. So it's a short commitment, and encourage anybody who wants to do that to be involved. Are there any other announcements that we need to make today? Yes, Linda. Thank you. Yes, Linda White. Raise your hand, Linda, there. Yeah, Reverend Linda White is facilitating this year a Blue Christmas service for people who are grieving during the holidays, looking for ways to make it through the holiday season and sustain themselves. So, and that's at 7 o'clock here at the church. Heidi. Advent play 10 o'clock or 10:15 after you do a few of these. Subtle, yeah. In the sanctuary. So take a break after worship, get a cup of coffee, fill out 5 cards each. No. And then come back for the Advent play. I will say for the Advent play, sometimes we've worked really hard, especially this year, to have the children's voices amplified so everyone can hear. But you'll be able to hear better if you're closer to the front. Right. Okay, anyone else? I invite you to join with me now in just kind of centering ourselves, transitioning from the activity of the morning and all of the things that are to come in this busy morning, just opening your heart and your mind in gratitude to the Spirit of God that is with us. Let us worship God together. Thank you. I invite you to stand for our call to worship.
Come, angels and shepherds, sages and saints, come and worship. Leave behind your prior glory and your present responsibilities. Stop your study. Set aside your personal piety. God is doing a new thing. Come and worship.
Come, surgeons and systems analysts, soldiers and supervisors. Come, rich man, poor man, beggar man, thief. Come, doctor, lawyer, merchant chief. Come and worship. Leave behind your old life's work and identity. Abandon your old security and certainty. Forget what has always been and all that must be. God is doing a new thing. Come and worship.
Come and worship, sisters and brothers all. God is doing a new thing. Come and worship in freedom and fullness. Come doing a new thing. Come and worship. Come and worship. Christ the newborn is King. Come, let everyone in this place receive the love of God extended in and through this community.
No matter who you are or where you are on life's journey, you are welcome here.
And if the children will come up to the steps, it's children's time. What a crowd today. That's great. Well, hello, friends. Here we are. Oh, a few more coming yet. Here we are at week 3 of Advent, and today we're going to talk about joy. Hey, Jake, are you in there?
Oh, I'm here. Whoa, look at all our friends today. Hey, Eric. Hey, friends. So, what are we talking about today, Eric?
Well, we're talking about joy. Jake, do you know what joy is?
Is joy what I feel when I look in my food bowl and see it filled with a whole big beautiful can of dog food?
Well, no. What you're feeling there is happiness. You're happy that your bowl is filled with food. Try again.
Let me think. Is it joy when I get done with my bath and then I run out in the backyard and I roll around in the grass like a cray-cray dog?
Well, no, that's still happiness. Try again.
Let me think. Oh, I know. Is it joy when I get that perfect spot behind my ear scratched? It feels so good.
No, that's happiness too, Jake. Let me see if I can help you out. We're best friends forever, right?
Righto, Eric.
And you know that I love you, and I'll always take care of you and be sure you're safe, right?
I do, Eric. Aw, shucks, I'm one lucky puppy dog.
How do you feel right now, Jake?
I feel all warm and squishy inside.
And that feeling is joy. There are a lot of things that make us happy, like food in your bowl.
Yes, thank you, Jesus!
Or rolling around in the grass after a bath.
Praise God!
Or getting that perfect scratch behind your ears.
Hallelujah!
But those feelings come and go. Some days you might feel happy, and some days you might feel sad or mad. But that warm, squishy feeling in your heart will not ever go away.
Oh, I'm starting to feel it, Eric.
Uh-oh, is that what I think it is, Jake?
I can't hold it back. Here it comes. My name is Jake, I'm a dog and I know it. I'm filled with joy and I'm here to show it. Boom, chick, boom, boom, chick, boom. Human, kitty, bird, or frog. Go frogs, you can feel joy like Jake the dog. Boom, chick, boom, boom, chick. Woof to the savior.
Heidi, it's time to light the candle.
I think so too. Sam. Come help me. Okay, we have a prayer. Can you guys see this? Let's say it together. Dear God, help us to feel your warm and squishy joy. Amen.
Amen.
Thank you, everybody.
Since the birth of Jesus, approximately 2,000 years ago, Christians around the world have celebrated the Christ Mass, or Christmas, through spoken word and song. On Christmas night is a musical celebration of the Christmas story, presented as a sequence of original carols. Through the carols and readings, We will follow the story from the creation narrative through the prophecy of Isaiah to the journey of Mary and Joseph to Bethlehem to the birth of Jesus. Composer Bob Chilcott calls upon several familiar carol melodies within his own settings, resulting in an array of styles and moods from comforting and reflective to jubilant, swinging, and folksy. Several traditional carol melodies and text are woven into the work in the upper register. Listen for them being played on the flute. We hope you will enjoy on Christmas night.
Thank you.
In the sixth month, the angel Gabriel was sent by God to a town in Galilee called Nazareth, to a virgin engaged to a man whose name was Joseph, of the house of David. The virgin's name was Mary, and he came to her and said, "Greetings, favored one, the Lord is with you." But she was much perplexed by his words and pondered what sort of greeting this might be. The angel said to her, "Do not be afraid, Mary, for you have found favor with God. And now you will conceive in your womb and bear a son, and you will name him Jesus. He will be great and will be called the Son of the Most High, and the Lord God will give to him the throne of his ancestor David. He will reign over the house of Jacob forever, and of his kingdom there will be no end." Mary said to the angel, "How can this be, since I am a virgin?" The angel said to her, "The Holy Spirit will come upon you, and the power of the Most High will overshadow you. Therefore the child to be born will be holy. He will be called Son of God." Then Mary said, "Here am I, the servant of the Lord. Let it be with me according to your word." Then the angel departed from her.
Thank you. When she to bed left to rule.
In the time of King Herod, after Jesus was born in Bethlehem of Judea, wise men from the east came to Jerusalem asking, "Where is the child who has been born King of the Jews? For we observed his star at its rising and have come to pay him homage." When King Herod heard this, he was frightened, and all Jerusalem with him. And calling together all the chief priests and scribes of the people, he inquired of them where the Messiah was to be born. They told him, "In Bethlehem of Judea, for so it has been written by the prophet, 'And you, Bethlehem, in the name of Judah, are by no means least among the rulers of Judah, for from you shall come a ruler who is to shepherd my people Israel.'" Then Herod secretly called for the wise men and learned from them the exact time when the star had appeared. Then he sent them to Bethlehem, saying, "Go and search diligently for the child, and when you have found him, bring me word so that I may also go and pay him homage." When they had heard the king, they set out, and there ahead of them went the star that they had seen at its rising until it stopped over the place where the child was. When they saw that the star had stopped, they were overwhelmed with joy. On entering the house, they saw the child with Mary, his mother, and they knelt down and paid him homage. Then, opening their treasure chests, they offered him gifts of gold, frankincense, and myrrh.
Jesus.
Thank you, choir. That was beautiful. Chris, Michael, and Janice, our flutists for today. We didn't do this in quite the order we were planning to, but let's go back and we'll pick up the offertory and the prayers of the people. Let's do our time of sharing and our prayer first. A couple of things I wanted to note. Ron Serino is here. Ron and Michael and Anthony, his sons. Ron let me know this week that he's finished his work on his PhD. He's defended his dissertation, and they are moving to Memphis. And where we rejoice, yes, yes. We rejoice with you, and we'll miss you terribly, but it's been wonderful to share these years when you're getting your PhD at Bright. Congratulations on getting that finished. Would you like to say anything? Thanks. I see Kat Cook is here. I mean, one cook in a pew is great, two is better, and three is best of all. It's great to have you back, Kat. I wonder, are there any other joys or concerns that would like to be raised? Yes, Vanessa. Vanessa asked for prayers for the family and friends of a student at Benbrook Middle School that died this past week. Very, very sad. Anyone else? Yeah, Van. When tornadoes and fires and just terrible losses in a lot of very, very poor areas especially. So prayers for them. Thank you, Van. Cheryl. Cheryl asked for prayers for a former pastor here, Catherine Godby, who's having surgery this coming week. Back surgery, right? Yes. Thank you, Cheryl. Yes, Hallie. Oh. So prayers of joy for a friend of the Schaefer family who's able to receive medical treatment and got the funding for that. Thank you, Hallie. Yes, Sam. Yeah, Sam's on the edge. More than normal, yeah. Even. Yeah, Sam asked for prayers for students at Bright and TCU finals weeks, and we have several Bright students that are part of the community. Also, Ed Cruz, one of the folks in our congregation is a Bright student, got a position in Dallas at a church there, and so we are grateful for that. It's actually at the church where Peter Nichols is the interim, so that's pretty cool. Ed will be, I believe, a youth pastor there. Anyone else? Before we pray together, I want to introduce to you, I don't believe Kathy is here right now. Is that right, Kathy Bowser? I wasn't sure if she was going to be in both services. I wanted to let the congregation know that Kathy Bowser, and there's information about her in your bulletin, she's a member of our congregation, an ordained pastor, and she served at Celebration on the Lake Church for 10 years. But when she and her partner Fluffy became a part of our congregation, just in our conversations, she shared, you know, I really, really miss about ministry. The thing I miss the most is visiting people, particularly people in the later stages of life. And So I perked up when I heard that, of course. And Kathy, in January, will be officially become an uncompensated, a volunteer chaplain position, pastoral assistant is her title. And she and I together will be, ministering to the, particularly her area will be with homebound members. And I'm just thrilled. She is really a delight as a person, and her calling and commitment to working with this particular group of people that is so beloved. And I'm just really, really happy. So that'll be starting in January. Let's pray together. We thank you, O God, today particularly for the gift of music, for the talented and committed musicians that we have as a part of this congregation, for the choir, for Chris, for Michael, for Shady Hill Band, who's not here today but will be playing over the next few weeks for Christmas. Music has a way of bringing us into your presence, and we're so grateful for their gifts. We pray today for, in particular, the needs that were voiced in our time of sharing, for friends seeking medical help, for those whose homes and property have been destroyed by fires and tornadoes, for people who are grieving the loss of a child. And we know that there are so many other concerns that were not voiced. And so we pause to at least symbolically open our hearts to embrace the pain of the world. We pray for your presence of peace to be felt, even in the most difficult of circumstance. And hear us now as we join in the prayer that Jesus taught to his followers. Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. And now as we receive the morning offering, we'll sing the hymn, Good Christian Friends Rejoice. I think the hymn number is in your bulletin. I invite the youth forward. Please remain seated. And I invite you to stand for our closing hymn. Is Heidi in here? Come on up. Do you want to say something about the kids? Thank you.
Hi. Today we're doing the Advent play, and if you've not ever been to a First Congregational Advent play, you're in for a treat. So, relax. We'll start about 10:10, 10:15. If the kids want to go upstairs now, that would be fine. We'll get dressed and ready. If you have a very small child and you haven't decided if you want to be an animal in the play or not yet, you still have a little bit of time. Okay? So we could always use more sheep.
Yes.
What else do we need? Sheep, shepherds, horses.
Yeah.
You know, you name it.
You name it. Dogs.
Dogs.
Mm-hmm. Absolutely.
We have a lot of butterfly wings upstairs.
Let us join together in our closing hymn. Let us go forth from this place or stay in this place, either way knowing that God will create and redeem and sustain us in all the endeavors of our lives. Go in peace, friends. Amen.